join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR 96.3, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Well, are you aware of what you are feeding your temple? And do you know what we're talking about? That means your body, your mind. Have you changed your eating habits over the year, over the weeks, over the days? Tonight, we've got something special. WHUR is sponsoring a healthy eating symposium this weekend in the nation's capital. And our guest tonight will be giving us a preview of what to expect and what you should know tonight about making sure your temple was in tip-top shape based on what you are putting in it. If you have questions about your diet, certain meals you should be taking and taking in, tonight's the night. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The phone lines are open. Your questions or comments are welcome. We want you to be part of the conversation. Our guest tonight, Nathaniel Jordan. He's a health and wellness coach, and he is here to tell us all we need to know about eating right. And trust me, yours truly needs to know. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Nathaniel, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, brother. It's an honor to be here, and good evening to everyone that's tuning in.
Let's start with two fronts. What should we know? What are the signs, first of all? We know we need to eat healthy. I think most folks know that. Now, doing it is obviously the hard part, right? What's the signs, Nathaniel, that we should see that tell us that we have unhealthy eating habits?
If you're taking prescription drugs and eat, and any doctor that's gone through medical school will tell you that one of the first things that they learn in school in their toxicology class is that all of them come with side effects. And so if your way of eating and living is leading you to take something that could cause side effects with no curative benefits, then you know that what you're putting in your temple is wrong. You should be able to live life free from pain, free from disease, free from suffering. And the only form of medicine that you should be consuming is what God created. And that comes from what He created from the earth. And that's what I stand for. A lot of people, there's probably a lot of people know me more by my title, the Minister of Wellness. And so what I teach is I teach a knowledge that has been known for thousands of years, but it has been lost. And that is to let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. And that wasn't Hippocrates, by the way, that originated that statement. That he learned from a black Egyptian doctor from thousands of years ago named Imhotep.
Mm-hmm. How did you get to that point, Nathaniel Jordan of St. Louis, Missouri? When did that come to your realization of, like, that's how you should approach what you put into your body?
Because you're listening to the voice of a man who was 100 pounds overweight. I was obese. And I had heart disease. And my father, the late great pastor Eddie Jordan Jr., he had 9 strokes and died at age 66. And I watched everyone in his family decimated. And I knew it was something wrong with the food. And I watched him go to the doctor every day, and they had no answers whatsoever. And he was on about 50 different medications when he passed away. I was there with him the last night. I watched him literally breathe his last breath of life. It was devastating. And then not just him, his entire family wiped out, just like everyone listening. There's not, no one listening does not know someone who has died from heart attack, currently has heart disease, or has had a stroke. This is, when you talk about a pandemic, we're talking about every 20 seconds someone has a heart attack, every 40 seconds die. We're talking about the leading cause of disability. We're talking about, brother, we have young black men and black women filling up nursing homes from disability from stroke. So when I saw that, it led me down a path of two things, two types of studies. One was the quote unquote scientific studies from medical doctors who realized that I went through all of this training and I'm doing this practice. I'm not healing anybody. And so they came to the understanding that no, real medicine comes from what we eat, and I could help heal my patients if I teach them proper nutrition. So I learned from them, plenty of a whole slew of the doctors with all of their degrees and so forth. So that was one thing. But more important to me, more importantly to me, especially with my father being a pastor and knowing that black folk, that we are a very spiritual people, much more important than what these doctors were being courageous in their work, was when I learned that thousands of years ago, the scriptures already told us how to live a long life in excellent health. We were already told what to do, and we're not doing it. So I applied it to myself, and I lost 100 pounds. I reversed high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, frequent headaches. Left side of my heart was enlarged, and I healed all of that. And once I healed myself, I started coaching others. I became famous. St. Louis City Police Department. What? I mean, they looked up and they was like, "What happened, man? You was big, Nate. Now you know." And so I started coaching them. My father, I was unable to convince him because the food addiction was just so strong.
And was that a cultural thing, or was it just kind of what he grew up with?
It's just he was a preacher. He was a preacher, you know, like I
those
am.
Those dinners after, you know, the church dinners.
Right, yeah. The whole bless, as long as you bless your food in Jesus' name, I mean, he'll heal the food. I mean, my father really believed, I'm talking about a 10 ham sandwich type of eating. Mm. I mean, my father was legendary, and it decimated him. And so 2015, 7 years into my career, and the Most High told me, he said, "You are the minister of wellness, and for the rest of your life, I want you to return people to what I have prescribed for their temples, because I am the only source of healing. No one can heal outside of me, and I want you to spread that message until it rolls down, until the healing rolls down like waters streaming from a mighty stream."
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tonight we're talking about eating to live, how to have a healthy life in terms of what you're eating. Nathaniel, folks are listening, right?
Yes.
And they hear where you're coming from, and you give credit to doctors,
yep,
right? But you also give credit to a higher power.
Yes.
Have you ever had folks say, "Okay, so Nathaniel, are you certified? Do you have a degree? Mm-hmm. You know, what is it about you that says, other than what you show, you've lost 100 pounds,
yes,
you know something. What is it that certifies you for me to go, okay, yeah?" How would you answer that?
Very easy. First of all, I didn't just heal myself. I duplicated my success, and I've been doing so for 7 years. So if you go to theministerofwellness.com, and I want you to click success stories, and I want you to see just an example, a tiny example of the thousands of people that I have been able to deliver this message, which does not originate from me anyway. But for people who aren't, and then our health fair this Saturday at Union Temple Baptist Church, we're having a free seminar. It's being hosted by a DMV legend named Rock Newman. Well, Brother Rock Newman, the reason why he's hosting this is because in 2018, I came when he found out about the healing ministry of the Minister of Wellness Ministries, the ministry that I've been doing for 7 years. He contacted me, and I came out here. And over the course of 4 months, I helped him lose 75 pounds and reverse diabetes. His success story is on there also. So always go by the work. Don't go by a piece of paper. Go by the work. And so that's the work. Now, let's talk about the paper, because I understand that so many people are brainwashed in that. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the leading cause of death in black people. Heart disease, an absolute pandemic. And let's talk about the fact that one of the board members of the American Cardiology Association is Dr. Kim Williams. Doctor. So there go your degrees. And Dr. Kim Williams, a brother, if he was here, he would agree with everything I'm saying. Of course, you would have to, because in the end, only God has the answer for healing. So it doesn't matter whether it's Dr. Kim. So that's heart disease. He would tell you, yes, we know that if you put people, I have seen Dr. Kim with Dr. Baxter Montgomery from Houston, Texas. Shout out to him. I've met him before. Dr. Baxter Montgomery, he would tell you that absolutely reversed heart disease, the leading cause of death of black people in the world, can be reversed through a nutrient-dense, plant-rich eating style, because I've seen it. Cancer, let's talk about that. Let's go talk about degrees. The World Health Organization International Agency for Research on Cancer, they said several years ago, them, not me, they said that eating processed meats, hot dogs, barbecue, ribs, so forth, is as cancer-causing as smoking cigarettes. So, brother, I'm a preacher. Okay, so hey, I'm a preacher. That's what I do. I look at information like that, and then I preach. If that's true, if this is what they're saying, and we all know how we feel when we eat those things, then that means that if hot dogs and all of these things, it should have the same black box warning on it as smoking cigarettes. So that's the logical conclusions that I come to when I hear. And you can go down the line, diabetes, kidney failure, and you can go and you can look up. We have plenty of courageous MDs. Matter of fact, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, they will be one of the vendors this Saturday at Union Temple Baptist Church. And that's a whole slew of physicians that teach people to heal through the medicine food.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our guest tonight, Nathaniel Jordan, health and wellness coach, the minister of
wellness, theministerofwellness.com, theministerofwellness.com.
We're going to go to the phone lines, and Demetrius is calling from the district. Go right ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, my question is, how can I spice my diet up? Because all I eat now is turkey and fish, due to the fact that at least 5 years straight, I was doing curry out 5 days a week. I saved up for the next day and so forth. But I recently, a year ago, was told that I need to slow down because I was on the borderline of being, not a diabetic, but having, high blood pressure. So I've been on, from since then, for about the last year, I've been on chicken and fish and salads. But how can I make that type of diet interesting? And what would I need to do?
Okay. What would you say to that, Nathaniel? Because it sounds like he's sort of on the right track.
Yeah, you're on the right path. However, to get all the way on the right path, we have to get away from the food addiction. We have to understand that when you say more interesting, you know, we have a system of food as drug foods. The stuff is more addicting than hair. And let's all be honest.
French fries.
Right. This stuff is it's food hairing. So nothing is going to satisfy an addiction to crack except crack. You can't. That's why they're so small. They don't want food. They want the high. So we have to separate the high that you get from a drug-like substance versus real food that's nourishing to the body.
So is what Demetrius is saying, and you know, I'll let him jump back in if he needs to. When you address the issue of him saying interesting,
yeah,
does that mean something that tastes better, that's not so bland? You know, I'm just assuming when we say interesting.
Well, first of all, you know, the fruits are as interesting as you get. They're sweet, they're soft, and that is the original way that we were designed to be consuming. So you'll never get tired. Just look at a child. A child never gets tired of eating fruit. There's thousands of different type of fruits. And then if you do your salads, you have the salads and you have creative ways that you can add a delicious salad.
And maybe that's where Demetrius is going, right? Like, what can I do
but
to sort of spice it up?
As far as the turkey and the fish, I mean, you can't eat death and get life. You know, so That's what I would say to him. He really would benefit if he's able to come out this Saturday. I'm really going to go over a tremendous amount of information.
So, Demetrius, I know you're on the line, and I'm going to let Nathaniel talk about real quick before we go to the other side. Nathaniel, what's happening this weekend, where it is, and what time?
Extremely important. This Saturday, March 18th, free community health seminar. Let food be thy medicine, medicine be thy food. We have a clinic set up. We have a physician's committee. We have food, healthy food. Come out and learn how to strengthen your immune system naturally.
And where's it going to be and what time?
Union Temple Baptist Church, Southeast D.C. Union Temple Baptist Church, Southeast D.C. Doors open at 10. DMVHealthFair.Eventbrite.com. DMVHealthFair.Eventbrite.com. Or call 888-847-8026. 888-847-8026.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but don't forget you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on your WHU or on WHUR.com, or you can download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety. If you're in the phone line, Melissa, Chris, stay right there. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. The original Quiet Storm with John Mons is next on 96.3 WHUR. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on SiriusXM channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. Tonight we're talking about eating healthy to live. What's the best approach to do that? Our guest tonight is Nathaniel Jordan. He's a health and wellness coach. Phone lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines. And Melissa is calling from Maryland. Melissa, go right ahead with your question or comment.
Well, gentlemen, I had a colon procedure today, and I was told that I need to take something to help with my constipation. What's natural that I can take for constipation?
Well, actually, you're blessed to ask that question, because on theministerofwellness.com, I actually have a blowout sale going on my bowel movement assistant herbal supplement, and it's a mixture of powerful herbs. Cayenne pepper is one of them, but several other powerful herbs mixed together, and they provides very powerful relief to constipation. So theministerofwellness.com, the promo code is endobesity 2023.
And as in END?
Yes, end obesity 23, end Obesity 23 will get you half off. If you have any issues, then just call 888-847-8026.
And Melissa, are you looking for natural remedies? Is that what you normally do in terms of the foods you eat, or are you trying to move in that direction?
No, I naturally, that's what I go towards, natural.
Good.
So I love eating naturally. I grew up with a mother that used to cook a lot of southern food. And then when I was with my dad, he was like eating a lot of natural food. So when I got older, I just started going towards more of his way of eating.
That's good. And you will really benefit from the seminar this Saturday. I'm going to go over a lot of important information. I have a YouTube channel, The Minister of Wellness, that goes into details on reversing constipation. That's The Minister of Wellness YouTube channel. But there's a lot of things that I'm going to talk about Saturday that I'm not at liberty to talk about on a lot of the social media platforms.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
God bless you.
Good luck with everything. Nathaniel, what's your sense of the direction folks are going in terms of trying to eat healthy? Are more of them going the natural route, or do they take other different routes in terms of what they deem to be healthy?
They've created a system of confusion. And that's how you know whenever you want to distinguish between, again, going back into my minister of wellness mode, whenever you want to distinguish between God's way of healing and then the other another way of healing, you look at whether it's confusion or not, because God says, I am not the author of confusion. His ways are easy. His ways are simple. So, yes, we have a lot of confusion out here. They've broken down the body into thousands of different parts, thousands of different degrees, thousands of different drugs, and thousands of different ways, when really the way is really simple. Medicines that come from the earth. And so, but people are trying more. And I see a sense of urgency, especially since the pandemic. And there should be a sense of urgency because it really exposed our weakened immune systems. It really exposed our weakened immune systems. Again, I'll talk about a lot more about that topic this Saturday at Union Temple Baptist Church. It will be a clinic also there. We're honored to have Brother Rock Newman got in touch with the lead medical examiner for D.C., Dr. Roger Mitchell. So we will have, because I am a big believer that people, especially because we mostly don't know how we should be eating. I do believe you should know your sugar levels and blood pressure levels and all that. So he'll have that set up. The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, again, for medical doctors, so you get all your credentials. So when you're ready to change, after you hear me deliver the word, the message of health, then you have a team of doctors that can help you when you're ready to change and wean off whatever you may be taking.
And I'm going to guess, and I find this interesting, and Chris, just hang in there. We're going to get to you. I almost get a sense that you know folks will hear you, right? Yes. And you believe in what you're saying, and you believe in your approach. But you also know, you know, these folks will hear me, but I know they still want to hear a doctor over here say, okay, yeah, get your sugar level. And so am I right there? And like, you know that you could stand on your own, but yes, you also know your audience, like, I need to at least have some folks here, because this is what folks
know. It's because that's, but I can't help myself. That's biblical. God said, I'll be your king. He said, let me be your king and let me protect you, and I'll tell you everything you need to know how to be healthy. God, you don't need anything else. And then we protested and said, no, we need a king. But he said, a king exploits you. If you trust in man instead of just trusting in what I teach, you'll be exploited. You'll be persecuted. It won't go the way you want. And nope, we still cried out and said, no, give us a king. And then you read the scriptures and you see this long history of what happened when we decided to reject the Most High. So, no, I'm not surprised. I understand that even if I'm speaking of ancient things that anybody could test out for themselves, you don't need a doctor's approval from now until Saturday to get on a fruit and vegetable based healing and then come meet me and shake my hand and said, I heard you on WHUR, minister, and you're absolutely right. I feel better than I've ever felt. You don't need no doctor to tell you that because God already said it. But yes, because of that, what you just said, and because I understand who we are and the mindset of our people, yes, come on out and we have plenty of degrees for you.
You get a little bit of everything. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. This is the Insight segment. We're talking about eating healthy to live healthy. Let's go back to the phone lines. And Chris is calling from the district. Go right ahead, Chris. Chris, excuse me.
Good evening, and thank you for taking my call. I wanted to know what type of natural foods that you can eat to offset type 2 diabetes and the big spikes in sugar intake, because I mean, you can cut out the bread, you can cut out the drinking of the sodas and stuff like that, but there are certain foods that still, although doctors are saying that are healthy, they're not as healthy as what these doctors are actually saying. So I wanted to know if you had anything that was natural that we could, you know, try to trim things down involving type 2 diabetes.
Yes, that's an excellent question. What's interesting about diabetes, again, Brother Rock Newman, and I helped him quickly reverse diabetes, and that was several years ago. That's something that's common. If you go to my website, theministerofwellness.com, you'll see that in the success stories. But that was if you cut out, the diabetes is the cell constipated with excess mucus and pus that really comes from the fat that we're eating from the animal flesh. And insulin is unable to deliver the sugar from the blood inside of the cell, and that's called insulin resistance. So type 2 diabetes, and then yes, many people, the first thing they say is, well, I'm skinny. Well, you're skinny, but you're not muscular. The fat is still your skinny fat. It's not about fat per scale weight. It's about your body fat percentage. Okay, so that's why you can be small depending on the size of your pancreas. Now, was interested in what I've learned. But my point is that what I'm saying is that, yes, I've helped many people go on a plant-rich eating style where you cut out the breads, the meat, the processed sugar, all of the 95% of what you see in the grocery store is garbage. You cut all of that out and you go on what comes from the earth, what the God created it, and I've seen diabetes dissipate. However, a fruit-based style of eating, fruits go through a process called cell infusion, where the fructose goes right into the cell for energy, bypassing the need to for the pancreas to excrete a lot of insulin. So a fruit-based healing, what I found is that it helps diabetics to reverse the diabetes much quicker by bypassing the need to produce insulin and allows your pancreas to rest. And so that's what I, and so these days what I recommend people with diabetes that's looking to get on the medicine foods of God is citrus fruits, grapes, berries, and melons. Very low. These are fruits that are extraordinarily high in antioxidants and flavonoids, everything needed to pull away the mucus and pus that's constipating the cell. And then those fruits are much lower in sugar than some of the other fruits. And what I've noticed is a very quick reversal, especially when we're talking about type 2 diabetes.
All right. Does that help, Chris?
Yes. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank You're you welcome. So much, Chris. Appreciate your call. Nathaniel, a lot of times the conversation, you know, we've had others talking about, and I think most people know, unless they're really somewhere in a cave, just generally, eating a lot of fruits and vegetables is good for you.
Yes.
But often the conversation is, especially fruits can be expensive. Is that a legitimate point? And so folks tend to sheer away from that and go to the cheaper processed foods. Is that something you hear of, like, yeah, of course, I want to eat more fruits and vegetables, but fruit's so expensive. Yeah. What do I do?
I hear everything. I hear it all because again, if you go back to how addicted we are, the brain creates all sorts of excuses because it doesn't want to change. The government subsidizes junk food. So they're subsidizing our destruction. Okay, that's just the facts of the matter. You know, so it seems like it's cheap, but it's not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It's very expensive. It's destroying our environment. It's destroying our health. We are wasting billions of dollars on preventable and reversible diseases. Billions of dollars. The economy is crippling primarily because of our sickness care industry. Nobody wants to talk about that. You know, we talk about economics, but you can't talk about the poor economic state of our nation without talking about the billions of dollars being wasted on preventable, reversible diseases. We can't. And so you have to, you don't put a price on your health. You do not put a price on your health.
So in some ways you're saying, even if it's a little bit more expensive, if you make that a priority, you cut out something else that you're wasting money.
What they do is they play this game of is overt, is covert instead of overt.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they get it. They play these mind games where really to produce that burger meal, that fast food meal, is really costing thousands of dollars. But because they come in and subsidize it with taxpayer dollars, you're subsidizing your own destruction. Whereas fruits and vegetables, the price may seem a little higher. But here's what happens when you consume. So it's a mind trick they're playing. The fast food meal is really thousands of dollars worth of expenses. See? And then, of course, again, the cost it puts on your health. What price do you put for being able to live to be 120 years old with no pain, no disease? You can't put a cost on that anyway. But the fruits and the vegetables, when you eat the way that we were designed to eat, what happens is that it takes away the need to overeat. So you really end up saving a lot of money. And I know this firsthand because I have a massive appetite. So, of course, I wasn't 260 pounds for nothing. I was eating a lot of food because 2-3 hours later, you need more food. But as soon as I switched over to eating the plants, to eating the fruits, all of a sudden the brain turns off a hunger regulating hormone, leptin, and it allows you to go long periods of time without eating. So anybody that eats for nourishment, that anybody that eats to live instead of eating to die, the first thing you find out is that you actually don't need a lot of food.
Mm.
And so therefore you save a lot of money at the grocery store.
Before we take a quick break, if I can ask, how much do you weigh?
I weigh 180 pounds.
And how tall are you?
5'10".
And so we're about the same height. And so at one point you weighed 280?
260.
260. Yes. Wow. And that change of diet?
Yes.
Mm. Diabetes, you said had heart, enlarged heart.
Yeah, enlarged heart.
All that reversed.
All of it reversed.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. He is Nathaniel Jordan, health and wellness coach, also the title of Minister of Wellness. Big event coming up this weekend in Southeast D.C. at Union Temple
Baptist Church.
Yes, sir. And Mr. Jordan is going to be there with a host of other experts, and so you guys should be there. We're going to talk a little bit more about that before we wrap up, but we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this timeout. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment, and tonight we're talking about eating healthy and how to get to that point. And our guest tonight really is talking about eating healthy in a natural way and what that means. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Phone lines are still open. Nathaniel Jordan, you eat healthy. You had to get there, but you're there. Do you ever have those urges where you want some of those bad goodies? You want some Doritos, you want some Sugar Babies, you want some of that ice cream, you want... Or are you one of those, man, I don't even think about that. You know, my fruit and vegetables hit all of those marks, so it never even comes up in my mind.
And the answer is that no one who was raised on what I call the satanic American diet is, you can never go the rest of your life without craving or without having a temptation. It's always present. That's a component of food addiction. There's 12 components of food addiction, and one of them is called, the fourth is called spontaneous recovery. I have 2 hours worth of a message on food addiction on my YouTube channel, The Minister of Wellness. But spontaneous recovery means that a once addicted brain, it always attempts to recover the addiction. That's why you have people that'll stop smoking cigarettes for a decade. But if you lapse, and then in a moment of weakness, the brain will tempt you. And the brain will tempt you. And then when the brain tempts you, and then you get back on the cigarette. And then, of course, when you have to start over, it can be even more difficult than before. So the answer is yes.
What keeps you on the healthy straight and narrow?
How
do you do it?
You all do. My why. You all keep me on the straight and narrow. You all are my why, because I love what I'm doing. I love helping people to heal. I love people recovering from diseases that doctors have told them is impossible to reverse. And I see it happening every day as a preacher. So I love it. I love defending God's way of eating and living and healing. And I love seeing the results. And that's what keeps me on the right path. So whenever I'm tempted to fall off, I have to remember, just like this Saturday at Union Temple, that there's thousands of people listening to this and coming there. And I must be an example. So find your why. You have to have a why that overpowers the pleasure of the dope food that you're addicted to.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines. Jimmy calling from Capitol Heights. Go right ahead, Jimmy, with your question or comment.
Question for you. I was talking to one of my brothers the other day, and I told him that the greens that you eat, I told him that collard greens, you might as well drink a bottle of water, because collard greens is not nothing that nourishes your body. And you correct me if I'm wrong, I eat a lot of tofu, I eat a lot of kale, I eat everything dark, beets, purple potatoes, I eat dark stuff. So I was telling my brother, I said, man, you eat a lot of collard greens, you might as well drink a bottle of water. So my question to you is, what green is the best green to eat?
All right. Thank you so much, Jimmy. First part, is collard greens like drinking water?
I would say that because collard greens are cruciferous vegetable. So collard greens.
Oh, you're dropping a big word there. What do you mean by that?
Cruciferous vegetables are a class of vegetables that have they have a very bitter taste, and they have very powerful natural compounds in them, that such as isothiocyanates, myrcenols, I know those long terms. and these are compounds that break down in the body and really gives a huge boost to the immune system, very protective against cancer and mental degeneration.
And in the black community, collard greens is a staple, but is it when you throw that
it's
fat
overcooked.
Back? Overcooked.
Yeah,
and that fat back?
Yeah, it's overcooked. And mm-hmm. You have to chew the cruciferous vegetables to its liquid, and that's where the problem comes in, because we're really not designed to break down dark leafy green vegetables to its liquid. So he was asking what some of the best greens. Well, one of them I would say is broccoli, because broccoli has sulforaphane, and there are scientific studies showing the effects of sulforaphane on the brain, especially when you have autistic children. I want people to look that up. Sulforaphane.
All right. All right, Jimmy. Well, good question, but sounds like the minister says collard greens are still good for you. You just got to make sure you cook them the right way.
Yes.
Back to the phone lines, and O is calling from Bowie. Go right ahead with your question or comment.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, this is a great topic. We need more of it for reasons. You guys touched on a lot of it. Obviously, the black community really need that education on food. And why food? Eating fried chicken, meat and pork and all that stuff, Matt. It is just like you said earlier, putting death in your body, it doesn't give you life. I mean, you really got to switch up. If you must have chicken, if you must have meat, you got to do it in moderation or just try to eliminate altogether. I've been vegan for the past 3 years, and it's hard. It is hard being vegan or just practicing veganism.
Let Mr. Jordan kind of jump in on part of your comment if I can.
Absolutely.
So stay
absolutely
right there, because I wanted to ask you about this veganism, if that's the correct term. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about that? Is that the right approach in your mind?
Well, if you look in the scriptures, the answer will be yes, because that's what the Most High put us on, Genesis 1:29, and then in the end, that's how it will be. One of people's favorite scriptures, the wolf and the lamb will lie down together. The lion will eat hay like an ox. So the answer is yes. Shedding, having to kill and shed blood to eat, no. You know, there's no health, there's no life that comes out, especially for us. So the answer is that then, of course, the destruction that is had on our environment, we're raising and torturing and killing millions and billions of animals for food. And we're wiping away entire ecosystems in the water and the tropical land. So, yeah, just for the sake of our planet, before we go extinct, absolutely. But as far as the other tenets, you know, some of the issues with veganism is that you can get pretty fat being a vegan if you're on the wrong types of food. So that's why I don't use that term a lot. I tell people, you know, to eat what God has created.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We just have a few moments left. Nathaniel, we didn't talk a whole lot about kids, right? And so kind of what they eat is predicated on what the families prepare for them. A lot of folks are busy, they're running, you know, so there's a lot of this quick cooking and stuff that's processed. Yeah. And then if the kids get outside of the house, what they eat. What's your sense about what's happening with our children today and what they're eating and how that can be better? Is it a school kind of thing?
Yeah.
Is it a parental type of thing? What's your sense of where we are in that?
Yeah, the obesity epidemic among our children is reached epidemic proportions. Our children have heart disease, diabetes. Our children are really suffering, and they're suffering from depression because they don't know what the solution is. And now the American Pediatric Association is saying drugs and surgery. So if you don't want to cut off your God-given stomach and have your child taking a bunch of drugs with a host of side effects, then, again, we have a system of healing that can help your child and that can help you. And I want to tell people that this Saturday is about hope. It's all about hope. So I know that the information, I know we're very addicted to what we're consuming, and a lot of people listening, you may have given up. But what I'm telling you is that your best days are ahead. And I am here coming Saturday to proclaim a message of healing. That's what Saturday is about. And so what I'm asking everyone is to come out and to learn how to get healed. And you will leave with the full information, knowledge. You will be extremely inspired. You will be extremely inspired. And in 30 days after you leave from Saturday, I look forward to seeing each and every last one of your success stories.
And let's tell the folks before we run out of time, because we know how important this event is. Nathaniel, tell us again what's happening, title of it, where it is, what time it is.
Free Community Health Seminar, and that's this Saturday. This Saturday, March 18th, Union Temple Baptist Church, Washington, D.C. Doors open at 10. If you want to be a vendor, we still have a few spaces left for vendors. We're honored to have WHUR as our media partner. DMVHealthFair.eventbrite.com, DMVHealthFair.eventbrite.com, or visit TheMinisterOfWellness.com, TheMinisterOfWellness.com. If you're nationwide and you can't come, we do have for a small donation fee to help the ministry a pay-per-view link to view this important life-saving information. That's TheMinisterOfWellness.com. And the number is 888-847-8026, 888-847-8026. And remember, Brother Rock Newman will be the host. So he will be there, and he'll be introducing me.
Allowing Food to Be Thy Medicine is the sort of general title.
Yes, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. And End Obesity 23, half off on all the Minister of Wellness vitamins and minerals, and that's ending soon. That's TheMinisterOfWellness.com. Half off.
And folks, remember, it starts at 10 a.m., 1225 West Street, Southeast D.C., be there. He is Nathaniel Jordan, better known probably as Minister of Wellness, a health and wellness coach, hailing from where? St. Louis, Missouri?
St. Louis, Missouri.
But he is here in the DMV.
Yes, sir.
So folks, check out that seminar that is taking, symposium rather, that is taking place on Saturday. Thank you so much, Nathaniel Jordan, for being with us.
Thank you, sir. It was an honor.
Important information, and thank you for all the callers. That's the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Monday, March 13th. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Have a great night.